AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says if you listen to Donald Trump and look at his track record, you won't vote for him in November. Mr. Obama was ending his final presidential trip to Asia this morning when reporters asked him about Donald Trump.
Just listen to what he says and follow up and ask questions about what appear to be either contradictory or uninformed or outright wacky ideas.
On another matter, the president said some of the decisions the U.S. made during the war in Vietnam didn't serve America well. He pointed out the millions of bombs dropped on Laos and talked about the effect that had on the hearts and minds of the people there. Last night during a live primetime event on NBC, Donald Trump said he's got the temperament, judgment, and experience to be commander-in-chief.
I've built a great company. I've been all over the world. I've dealt with foreign countries. I've done very well, as an example, tremendously well dealing with China and dealing with so many of the countries that are just ripping this country.
On the same broadcast, but speaking separately, Hillary Clinton admitted she'd made mistakes in the past, voting for the war in Iraq as a senator, using a personal email account and private server while Secretary of State. And she said, yes, she did take email very seriously during her time at State.
I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously. When I traveled, I went into one of those little tents.
She asked voters to judge her on her entire record. Russia says Israel and Palestinian leaders have agreed to meet in Moscow for talks. Not clear when. Retired Pope Benedict says he doesn't think his papacy was a failure. He's also telling an interviewer he was shocked when Francis was first elected pope, but very pleased with him now. This is AP Radio News. The new movie Sully is coming out tomorrow, but not without controversy. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this.
Accident investigators are objecting to the way they're portrayed in the film based on the Miracle on the Hudson River landing of an airliner 7 years ago. Tom Hanks plays hero pilot Sully Sullenberger.
What he went through for the rest of the year was a very pressured atmosphere.
Robert Benzin, the real-life NTSB investigator in charge, worries moviegoers will get the wrong impression that they were trying to smear the pilot.
We're not the Spanish Inquisition. We're not the KGB. We're simply people trying to figure out what happened.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
A lot of complaining on social media about Apple eliminating the headphone jack in the new iPhone. One tech analyst says, okay, you can buy those wireless earbuds at $160 a pair, but he says people are going to get pretty angry when they start losing those things and have to buy another pair. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.